my understanding is in the second part, new line to the junction will be closed completely, but they will open it on weekends. They're trying to keep it smooth, and pedestrian access is allowed for the whole time, is my understanding.
Now, this was due to take place in August, wasn't it? But it's been pushed back to now.
Yeah, we had a sort of very fraught meeting, I have to say, in July, when we heard that it was going to happen in August when they were doing the Church Lane work. And that really, really wouldn't have suited anyone. Particularly, you know, there's hospitality businesses up there, and they were getting very short notice. So we brokered a large meeting with people, and to be fair to Irish Water, they said, right, we'll put it off to January. Now, you know, Letterkenny's busy. It's always busy. And we know towards the end of the week it gets busier. So there will be disruption, and I don't think there's any way around that. I suppose our point is we're digging it up now. Let's not see it being dug up again by Irish Water in anywhere, or Donegal County Council for that matter, in the near future. I think that's all we would ask people, to have a little bit of patience. We did push that there would be a sign that you can't do a right turn up into High Road, because that, I think that would be a push point for people when they're driving up Port Road and realise they can't turn. But the VMS, the electronic signage, has been up since before Christmas, explaining that it'll be closed. But there is local access. So remember, you know, social welfare building up there, Max Mace up there, all of that, and Honeypot and all the other businesses can be accessed. You just maybe need to think a wee bit more about where to park, you know, how to get there. We understand as well that Irish Water are putting three traffic management operatives, so real people, in place to help people if they're confused about where to go. So that will be, I think, a new line, a hospital roundabout, and probably at the bottom of High Road.
I mean, even if I'm leaving Highland and I'm looking to access the main street, that's not my preferred road in any case. And I just wonder, without that road coming down to that junction, if we could, I mean, obviously it's an inconvenience to the businesses on that road. If motorists, it might not have that big a detrimental impact actually on the movement of traffic.
I think it's really just thinking about it. So I think the problem is if you don't realise and you get stuck, and then you have to turn or go another way. That becomes a frustration to people because they think it's taking longer. But if I think the preferred route they would say is go back down, De Valera Road, I'm going to say.
You're barking up the wrong tree if you're looking for any. We're going to have to get Donal or Caroline in here, because I'll tell you, and it's not just Letterkenny, I am useless when it comes to road names. But down past the fire station?
De Valera Road, and then up Port Road again. And that would get you to the main street.
Right,
so,
okay.
And I'm not belittling this, I really do. It does cause problems, and people are used to the routes, they're used to the way they go places. And, you know, all we can do is work with Irish Water. We have said to them, if problems occur that we didn't expect, we need to see a change.
Yeah. And I think, if people turning off the hospital roundabout onto that road, if they're not advised at that point very, very clearly that they're not going to be able to access the main street, I think that would be really, really helpful, Tony. And that's what the operatives you talk of, presumably that will be part of their role.
That is part of their role. And also the signage that will be up as well. What we don't want is people to think you can't use High Road at all, you know, there's no access to anything, because there's lots of services in that road. Credit Union as well, I should have mentioned, Orchard Inn. There's loads of services there that people need. They will be able to access those without a problem. And I think even coming down, they can access as far down as the closure is. So you'll be able to see it. It'll be very visible.
Yeah, and Irish
Water, we hope it'll be done in 6 weeks. It says 6 weeks. They were hoping for 3 weeks of one section and 2 weeks of the other, so 5. If it can be done as quick as possible, we're pushing for that.
And the argument Irish Water are making, and I think it's understandable, that they see this as a critical step in conserving our precious resource, that is water, and reducing high levels of leakage, which have been a significant source of disruption and outage for customers. So in other words, people losing the water, but also at times ad hoc road closures that have to happen to deal with leakages. So as you say, we get that, but as soon as you can, less than 6 weeks as possible, and just keep the information and the traffic moving as much as is possible. And
the contractor has said he will email us once a week, that we can put out people. You know, and really, that's if something unusual is happening. They have talked to, from what I can see, they've been on the ground and they've been talking to all the businesses in the area. And we had some of them on Zoom calls. and some of them not. So they've walked in and talked to everyone, and residents, you have to remember there's residents there. Mm-hmm. As well. So, and there may be some outages at some stage, but they've said they'll give 2 days' notice.
Right. Just reflecting on Christmas, are the numbers in, Tony? What are your members and non-members, of course? You hear from all different businesses, not directly in Letterkenny as well, but what's the feedback coming from that hugely important Christmas period?
It seemed to be busy. People were quite happy from what I can gather with sales. We had a little meeting in here the other day, and most of them were saying they were busy the whole of Christmas and actually the week after as well. So we know from our observations that the town was very busy. You know, this whole area here was busy for the few weeks before Christmas. So it looks like sales were good. I suppose all the doom and gloom we've had over the last while haven't transpired as badly as we thought.
Well, that's good. That is good. And also, too, with the massive uptake with Shop LK vouchers, too, that money's hopefully going to be spent post-Christmas. So, I mean, it's a really clever initiative when you think about it.
It really was. Have you ever invented all those years? It wasn't me.
But you know what it does is it's that spend. That spend then goes into 2023, yeah?
We would hope, Greg, that money is all spent locally, and we would hope to this week tell you our sales figures ourselves. So we'll be coming hopefully on air.
You have them already. Just tell us now.
Not telling you now. Okay. I haven't counted them yet at all.
A caller says, which is good. A caller says, Greg, will the turn off to the Garda station be closed if coming from the hospital direction? I'm thinking on school runs. I know you're not here to talk about that. I just wondered, do you know off the top of your head?
My understanding is that there you can access New Line Road. So I think it's okay. Now, bear in mind, we have a one-way system as well for schools. So I would just tease it out the first day and see what happens.
Okay, right. All right, that's the info. And it's a live situation, and I think with anything, it's a suck it and see. We have to wait and see how it works. But you're getting good, strong commitments that the contractor's going to communicate with you, and that if changes need to be made, if it can be tweaked, it will be. So all we can do is just hope for the best and wait and see.
Yeah.
And if it requires to support those businesses in that area, and if you're able to, if it requires walking a little bit to keep the money going through their tills, I think that would be very greatly appreciated as well.
And also, you know, maybe ring in advance if you're going to one of them and you feel, I don't know whether it's going to work for me, ring up and ask them.
All right. Take care of yourself. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, Greg.
All right. That's Tony Forrester there, CEO of Letterkenny Chamber.